Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to another, yet another powerfully... Oh, no, I have a new intro. Okay, hold on. The stories you're about to hear are real. No, not even it. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Did you ever watch Judge Judy?
No.
Judge Judy is this fabulous intro that was going to adapt to the show, but I started talking about the People's Court instead.
The stories you're about to hear are real.
Well, that's the People's Court intro.
The names have been changed. I don't know.
The people are real.
That's Dragnet.
It all blurs together in one big cop, judge, justice thing, doesn't it? Should I start humming Bad Boys, Bad Boys?
See, the Judge Judy thing is like, the people are real, the cases are real, the decisions are final, this is her courtroom, this is Judge Judy, and I was going to be like,
right.
You know, the lubricants are real, the dildos are real, the painful blistering the day after is real.
This is sex talk.
I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We have a very, very, very special show tonight. We're going to be doing two things. First of all, L.L. Kirchner, the powerfully arousing author of Pittsburgh's own Modern Love column, is
scheduled to appear
in the
as
city.
Soon as she flies in from Paris.
Exactly. There was some kind of problem in – was it Paris or Orly? I don't remember.
I'm not sure. On the Charles de Gaulle airport, I don't know. Problems with customs and her big bag of beef.
But until she gets here, we're going to do this other thing. Those of you who were participating in our sex talk beta trial, we had the
iVision.
The iVision thing set up. We had people, the special edition to your web browser. We had the we were giving people the fragrance attachment to their web browser,
right,
as
right.
well as the flavoring attachment. And so people can smell and taste sex talk as it's experiencing. Tonight... we're going to read – we asked for feedback, and we're going to read our first batch of feedback from the Sex Talk user
beta
trial.
Yeah, about a month ago or so, as our dozen listeners will attest to, we asked for you to –
Dozen? Is that
dozens.
Dozen in, like,
at least.
Binary notation?
We asked our radio listener to send in either by email or normal mail, telegram, telefax, or psychic projection. Descriptions, they're fetishes. The weirder, the better. But we insisted that they be real because this show is all about the truth.
And we can smell fraud a mile away. I mean,
right.
if somebody, you know, people, some 8-year-old kid writes to us about having fantasies about Fred Rogers, we can tell
we
right
can
away
tell.
That it's...
We're professionals. We know. And so I'm going to be reading some of these fetishes. I've tried to remove names and identifying marks. I've kind of filed the serial numbers off them, so...
Scrape off the...
And I guess we'll just be discussing them?
We certainly won't be mocking, because the show is nothing if not deadly serious.
Well, Dr. Sexopoulos, I think you should go ahead.
So here's the first one, in no particular order. It begins. First off, I have to say I love your awesome show. Well, thank you very much. 2 exclamation points on that. Since I started dating...
Smiley? Emoticon?
No emoticons, as far in any of these, in fact. I think our listeners are an educated bunch. Since I started dating, I've always been attracted to sadistic females. Throughout my teen and adult sex life, I have confessed my desire to be, and I quote, busted anally to certain women who got off on the prospect of ruining my boy hole. I love huge toys and have a nice collection.
Does it say boy hole? Or
it literally says boy hole.
Because when I read the preview card, I thought it said mangina.
That comes later. That comes later. I love huge toys and have a nice collection. As of now, I can take
huge
most women's
toys?
Fists with ease and some breathing exercises. I can relax my muscles enough to let my mangina gape to a hole about 3 inches by 3 inches. That is gaping.
3 inches by 3 inches. I mean, you'd expect it to be circular. You'd think only one dimension is really necessary to describe a circle, right? I mean, from geometry, you just need the...
Maybe he's extremely skilled and it's, in fact, a square.
Interesting.
And he asks, of course, if there are any female listeners of ours who enjoy doing or watching pretty boys get busted.
I have a theory. Well, you said we weren't going to mock the listeners. I have a theory.
We can mock.
I mean, are there any pretty boys who are actually into fisting? I mean, fisting seems to be exclusively the domain of, like, the skanky 70s, like, clone, right?
No, or, I don't know, butch lesbians. I understand fisting.
Oh, well,
right. Calafia's Lesbian S&M Guide.
Now, is she talking about vaginal fisting, though?
No, this is a man talking about anal fisting.
Right, but is Pat Calafia talking about vaginal?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, so the thing is, I can sort of see vaginal fisting being a little bit more mainstream after
fist
all.
Fist is certainly smaller than a baby, so there's a proof of existence there and there that one can take it. Hey!
So, Excellent. Excellent.
So, the fabulous LLK has just arrived. Sans beef. You can sit next to me.
Wow.
I didn't jog into school, so I'm safer.
I'm concerned about that now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, did the full body cavity search and the delousing, was that much of a problem coming out of France?
Well, I guess it depends on how you feel about body cavity searches.
I mean,
our producer wants you to talk into your microphone, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you can keep turning your head, which I've already
begun to. Our producer just gave us the thumbs up, so you are now live on the air.
Okay.
So before you entered, before you made your grand entrance, I should say, we are reading some fetishes that have been sent in by our listeners.
Do tell.
Are you interested in this, or should the show be all about big, bad, beautiful you?
Well, since LLK actually is used to dealing with female all the time, I actually would be interested in seeing what she has to say about this. Were you listening to the show the way then?
Yes, I was.
Got a listener, pretty boy, evidently, by his own standards.
By his own estimation.
Well.
enjoys being, quote, busted anally. That is extreme anal stretching.
But he's heterosexual. I mean, fisting is usually, and we're not a very judgmental show, but fisting is usually something associated with the homosexual male community. Except for vaginal fisting, which is associated with people who have vaginas.
But this letter didn't really strike me as sexually conflicted. It wasn't like I close my eyes and fantasize that it's Mr. T or anything. You know, he seems to be okay with the women doing it. I see a look of shock.
Sorry. What would Mr. T say? I'd be like, I pity the fool who doesn't stretch my sphincter to a diameter of 3 inches.
As long as you don't make him get on a plane. Because, you know, that was his big fear in the show, right?
Oh, it was?
In every show where they had to, like, be across the Atlantic in 6 hours or whatever, like, they always gave him milk because he loved milk. Drugged milk, and he would pass out, and they'd load him onto the plane. And then
I thought he didn't do drugs.
They would drug him. They'd slip him a Mickey, as it were. And you'd think he would put two and two together, right? Like, we have to be in Spain by 9 a.m. tomorrow, and they're handing me drinks. I think the plane's involved at some point. But I digress. The show isn't about Mr. T.
But your memory of it is impressive, nonetheless.
I didn't do much during my teen years other than be beaten and watch the A-team, so.
I mean, the same thing happened to me when I was in a fraternity. I mean, every time the guys would, like, hand me a glass of punch.
You'd wake up in an alley.
Wake up, in a Mexican gutter with one of my kidneys missing. And
glazed with secretions. I don't know. Shouldn't have gone there. So this is our first letter. I don't know if we have anything more to say about it. We have several.
Was there a question?
Oh, is that a letter? I thought it was a caller. Really.
No, it's the background is about a month ago we asked our viewers, or listeners rather, well, viewers if they have a special plug-in, to send us descriptions of their fetishes. Not necessarily. Some of them have questions attached. Of course, most of the questions are, am I sick or gross for doing this? To which the answer, of course, is absolutely. You're all twisted freaks. But we welcome freaks.
LLK, vaginal fisting, pro or con?
Any experiences here?
Pro? Con? Pro and con? I guess it depends on the size of the fist.
My fist? Well,
depends. You can make a large fist or a small fist, too, depending on how you point it, right?
Yeah.
A lesbian
Dr. Sexopoulos, are you pro or con for rectal fisting?
On me? I would have to say emphatically con at this point. Although maybe with a few drinks in me, I'd change my tune. But I let me digress. I do have a lesbian friend who does like vaginal fisting and who confided into me, her and others of her brethren, their practice of hand surfing. I think it's called. Like, basically, when she's in a bar, like, she looks for a woman with really slim hands. Because, of course, if she wants to be fisted, she doesn't want the big, necessarily. Well, she personally didn't want the big, rough,
slim hands. Nice fingernail hygiene.
Yep. Hand surfing. So if you ever.
Good cuticles.
Right. If you ever spot that woman in Birkenstocks and flannel scoping out your hands, you'll know what's
going on.
She's not just looking for a wedding ring. So I'll move on to the next one.
A wedding ring could be potentially dangerous in that scenario, too.
True. Might never get it back.
I don't understand the purpose of this letter. It really makes me uncomfortable. Is there a question?
No.
This person's just writing to us and sharing. Look.
Right. We just asked for sharing. I'm sorry. Did I phrase the call?
Well, I was looking forward to giving some advice.
Well, he does have a question. He says, are there any women who listen to your show who enjoy doing or watching pretty boys get busted?
What was the question?
Well, and it's not a question we can answer, but technically.
If you are – well, actually, perhaps we have one teenage listener in Wexford, PA, Christina Aguilera. And I think Sharon, our longtime guest and friend of the show, Sharon Davis, listens every week. So, Sharon, if you're out there, perhaps you can answer this question. The phone number
– of course, is –
621-9728. That's area code 412-621-WRCT. What? Did I get that wrong?
No. I was trying to think of some...
You're judging me. You have a look of...
No, that was a look of computation on my cyborg countenance. I was trying to think of some way to make RCT into an acronym having to do with rectal stretching, but I couldn't manage it in 2 seconds.
Wide rectum. W...
I suppose. I was hoping for, like, rectal... contortion, terror,
training.
Or something. Training, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah.
So our next, would you like to hear the next one? Or another one? Some of these are serious.
I feel uncomfortable about, I mean, I want to, the show is nothing if not.
For the listeners.
We're not judgmental. And so I don't want to say like we think fisting is a bad thing. I just personally am not physically capable of doing that.
Well, 3 inches in diameter, that's an impressive stretch. Blowhole, yes.
And I'd be sort of concerned that it wouldn't sort of reduce down to its normal little cute little asterisk size when you were done. I mean, that's very important.
Yeah, that's porn movie star size.
I'm curious about that, too. Like, I would love to be able to quiz this listener. Does he have continence problems? Like, I mean, it's a muscle. It's a stretchy, smooth muscle. You'd think it could expand and contract, but there are limits
here. If
it's
gaping, how can it hold anything in?
Well, he says he can relax his muscle enough to let my... mangina gape to a hole about 3 inches in diameter.
It doesn't really say mangina, does it?
No, it says, if Emma, can I use the P-U-S-S-Y word on the air?
There's no response for it.
I guess so. He says, my boy pussy, which I find just as funny as mangina, actually.
I think I like mangina better.
Okay, so.
Well, as a woman who listens to the show, I can tell you that I would... neither of those activities appealing to me personally, either.
But if your lover were to ask you, please, L, okay, I want your sleek, smooth fist up my pooper. Maybe not those exact words.
I'd ask if he lost anything. Send him to the emergency room.
Chia Pet, my Pokemon doll.
He could do that by himself.
You don't... Perhaps.
Not with a fit. Not with his own fit. Well,
maybe.
He's got big hands.
You don't think you could accommodate, so to speak?
Such a request.
Such a request?
No.
So you've already reached your squick level with just the first.
Just the first fetish.
And I didn't even
only get weirder.
I didn't even have to bring up female double fisting.
That's
one
right.
One each port of entry.
I'm reminded of the great comedian Margaret Cho, who actually likes being fisted. She says the thing she loves most about it is it makes her feel like a Muppet.
And how do you know that about her?
I saw her stand-up act.
Oh, okay.
Or the movie of her stand-up act, rather.
Okay.
I just love that, the image of Margaret Cho. Never mind.
Well, looking at it that way, perhaps it's more palatable for us all.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here. So here's one, probably one of the oddest. Some of these are actually disturbing. I may leave those for later. No, do you not want to move on? You seem reluctant to leave them.
I just don't want
to. Boy,
The show, what I think the show is, the show illuminates every dark corner of the sexual.
Arena? Closet?
Exactly. And so there's no.
Attic crawl space?
There's nothing disturbing about. Two human beings sexually pleasuring each other, testing the limits of their own, you know.
Sphincter.
Elasticity.
Okay.
So, you know, bring it on.
So here's an unusual one. And, I'm testing bounds of both our producer and the FCC here. Am I allowed to say the C, like the C ejaculation word?
You're getting a big no.
He doesn't know what you're saying.
No, not the, jumped up. Not the dirty female C word, but the
like
ejaculation
I'm coming
C
over?
Word. What? Yes, like I will be coming over to your place, no? Okay, I will insert the word Cheney instead. I would love to have a guy Cheney on the big boobs of a Supergirl. She buttons up her mohair cardigan over the Cheney and go out with me. We have a drink together in a nightclub, then we dance, and I can touch her boobs through the sweater while we dance in public.
Oh, so they, so okay, so I'm trying to understand. So this is the idea is that they have some kind of sexual encounter.
I'm not sure what Supergirl has to do with this, actually.
Well, I guess she's got to have super boobs.
I guess so.
So he has ejaculated on her chest, and she's left the fluid there to send.
Well, she says,
she's
I would love to have
pearl
a
necklace,
guy, Chaney,
so
on
to
the big
speak.
Boobs of a Supergirl. So it may be actually another guy.
Oh, there's a third? Is her boobs? No, is it?
I would. Yes, it's a guy writing this. I think. Maybe not. It could be a woman, come to think of it. I thought they were identifying male characteristics, but I haven't quoted them here if there are.
So he wants to touch the pearl necklace that's been left behind by another, or she.
Has to be separated from him by a mohair cardigan sweater. I think that's important to note. He's specific. I admire that in a fetish. None of this like, oh, I want a threesome. I much more prefer like, I want a threesome with Isabella Rossellini, Brigitte Bardot, two porcupines, and a red room.
B. Arthur.
On spikes with B. Arthur filming, right. Specificity is good.
So I find this sort of interesting.
I hate that word.
While I didn't quite understand the person's fantasy, I would like to use it as a point of departure for my own twisted fetishes. And I actually find the idea of sort of degradation kind of interesting. I mean, what that sounded like to me was, well, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, but like, you know, like someone to like spooge on me, DJ 2000, and then like force me to have me spend the day in public with like, you know, the stuff still
right.
Like evaporating on my chest. That would be my little secret. And so, you know, having this constant throughout the day, this constant reminder that you are someone else's sex slave.
Right.
Sex pig. Sex
hog. Sex
is kind of arousing to me. You know, especially like
toy.
You know, in the fetishistic sense, I think I would lean toward bottom. I don't know if you can tell that about me, but
that's,
I would like
that
to be
comes as a complete surprise.
Used and abused. LK, what's your insight? You're looking at me with arousal, definite clear interest.
There's something to be said for marking and marking your territory or being marked.
So little,
it's hard for me to relate to it from the other perspective.
A little tip from the animal kingdom, perhaps. Well, you know, the urine is the same way. I would like
right.
to have, you know, my sort of hot, straight roommate, you know, urinate on me and then
force you to go out in public.
Lock me back in his cage while he, like, you know, goes to his construction job.
Are you making the village people laugh?
But they really were gay.
True.
Really?
Well, some of them at least.
And what do you think about that fetish?
This particular one?
Yeah.
I'm most intrigued by the Supergirl comment. I'm really confused by it. I can tell that the English on this is not perhaps the best, so it might be one of our many foreign listeners who listen over the web. Available at www.wrct.org, of course.
Our own show is sextalk.wrct.org.
Right.
There's one guy who's in Brazil who's a friend of John Cam. John Cam, www.johncamlive.com, who also listens to this show over the web, I think. He said that.
This could be.
He said he was in prison and he needed money because he had to buy cigarettes or something. It's something like. But he said he liked me.
He's in prison. Sounds like your kind of guy.
What do you think? Oh, okay. Love connection?
It could be another fantasy fetish of your own.
Brazilian prisoners?
To be the.
Have you seen
the mistress of a prison inmate?
Yeah. Have you seen Kiss of the Spider Woman?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, then you'd have to actually be in prison. I'm thinking of being the visitor that everybody in the jail comes to love because of your faithful visits and your fresh cookies. Comes to love.
You have a puzzled look on your face, DJ 2000.
Well, I started thinking about William Hurt. And then he's in Lost in Space, and he's kind of gotten really weird lately. And then
Raul Julia is dead, of course.
Which is such a tragedy.
It is too bad.
But anyway, we should stay focused. I want you actually to just skip forward. Was there more to that?
Nope, that was it.
Skip forward to the most disturbing one, the one that you felt you couldn't read on the air. Jump right to that.
Well, there's a very short but somewhat disturbing one. Here is... Okay. Here's the big one. It's long, so sit back, relax, have a drink. I am barely 18 years old, average looking, a virgin, and have been masturbating since I was 13. This is a woman writing this, by the way. For the last 6 months, I've been doing something really naughty. I've been masturbating my parents' dog. I've never talked about this to anyone, of course, but I can share this here with you email anonymously.
Well, that's because people open up to us on the show because there are no
we're nurturing.
If this is a safe space.
So this freak then continues. I jest. I'm nurturing. Our dog Rusty is a Dalmatian, 5 years old, and has never mated. As a result, he
has never mated.
Yeah,
mated.
As a result, he always has erections and has been trying to have sex with people's legs, including mine. I think we all tried to have sex with people's legs in the past ourselves. One day, 6 months ago, I was home alone and playing with a dog in our backyard when I saw his penis becoming erect again. He tried to hump my leg and arm once more, but I didn't let him. Instead, I looked around. No one can see into our backyard because of the hedges. And then started stroking his penis, which was red and quite big, nearly the size of a man's. He seemed to be enjoying it, so I sat down and started to masturbate him properly. The horny bugger purposely opened his legs even more. With the other hand, I started playing with his large black testicles. Very soon, he started to shake and ejaculated on my hands. Then he stood up, and I went inside and washed my hands. I immediately went back to my room and masturbated frantically, thinking of what I'd just done. I was thinking that all week...
I have to interrupt you for a second.
I liked how she washed her hands. It shows a certain dedication.
I think we should have a little discussion on this, but our
producer was having a heart attack.
So,
I'm not using dirty words, and this is not for prurient interest. This is counseling. Something this is information.
Really, how much more of it is there?
There are 5 or 6 sentences. Can I finish?
Okay.
Because it goes on a little bit. I was thinking about this all week and decided that, first of all, the dog would not tell my parents, so no one would know. And secondly,
some dogs are psychic.
As the son of Sam
will attest.
So
the dog would know. the dog would continue to know.
And we were both enjoying this game. So I did it again and again and again. For example, yesterday afternoon, I was home alone again. I got completely naked, brought Rusty into the house, and masturbated him while at the same time playing with myself. It was an unbelievable feeling playing with the dog's penis in one hand and myself in the other. His half-shut eyes were looking at my naked body, I thought, and his tongue was hanging out as I brought him to orgasm. Now I have the following dilemma. Here's some questions for you, DJ 2000 and LLK. Should I go further with him? I've been dreaming of letting him lick my hoo-ha, and maybe, I don't know, I wouldn't mind seeing what his penis tastes like. Am I perverted? I have seen sites on the internet showing women having sex with dogs, so I know I'm not alone. I've never done anything like this with a man. All I've done is kissing and petting. And that's where it ends.
Does bestiality count as losing your virginity? Maybe that's the real question.
Well, first, I would counsel this person not to actually have sex with their dog. There are lots of physiological reasons why you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah?
A, dogs have very sharp fingernails, right? And you don't want the dog ripping you to shreds.
You sort of like having sex with that X-Men character. What was his name? The Raven? The one with the claws?
Oh, Wolverine?
That actor that played that character was great. Right? I think it was very...
Oh, yeah. He was excellent as Wolverine, too. He looked startlingly like the cartoon.
Startlingly wolfish.
Right. Well, just like the comic book character. It was very good. Excellent hairstyling. And secondly, I should counsel our listener. So just to reveal more about dog penile anatomy than any man should know. So dogs have this thing called the knot, which is about two-thirds down the length of the penis. And it swells up basically to make the dog's penis stick inside the female dog during sex. So she can't get away, and so when he does his business, she'll have a better chance of getting pregnant from him. And you don't want this happening to you, obviously, like the dog getting stuck on you and then you or the dog panicking, hence the claws and the teeth and so forth again. So just as a piece of physical caution to our impressionable young listener, I should urge you not to have sex with dogs. I can't believe I just said that, and it's been recorded forever.
Is this nothing really true, or is it just kind of something that's been made up to make people, by the moral majority, to make people afraid of having sex with dogs?
I don't know, having never experimented. I can only repeat what I've heard.
I like your theory, though.
I have seen two dogs stuck together having sex, though. 9th grade chemistry class out the window. The whole class was amused.
Well, I want to continue in our non-judgmental vein, since we have a duty to the listeners to be educational, informative, and
supporting.
And supportive. You know, while not being judgmental about this relationship with the dog, I think we should suggest that she should pursue relationships with a human being. I mean, after all, let's face it. I mean, maybe sexual experimentation with an animal can be interesting and sexy, but really, can you really understand what the dog's feelings are? I mean, it's really a very one-way relationship.
There's no long-term potential either.
I think this woman is actually using the dog, and when she's tired of that particular thrill. Green. He's going to move on, and then where's Rover? Rover's going to be left holding the bag. Rusty?
Holding the bone, as it were.
And then, go ahead, please.
I just wonder if Rusty's behavior has changed, if his humping practices have slowed down at all, if she finds herself getting jealous.
Maybe she humps other people's legs?
Yeah.
There's going to be a very real kind of training issue here, too. I mean, the dog is not going to respect her authority in the same way. I mean, when she wants to, take the dog to those little contests where they have to, jump over hoops.
The Westminster Dog Show.
Yes, exactly. Go up and down ramps or whatever they do, She's going to be like, bad Rusty, bad Rusty. And he'll be like, oh, please, you just want some of this sweet, sweet lovin'. Don't give me that attitude. Or I'll bend you over and make you my bitch. I mean,
literally.
Is right? So,
in the strictest technical sense, that's true.
I think the human-dog relationship should not be complicated by sex. I think dogs should find sexual partners of their own species. And human beings should stay within their home.
Is there an animal that you would recommend?
Only possibly dolphins. Since they're relatively intelligent, you could almost have an equal relationship with a dolphin. Since they're secretly plotting the destruction of the human race. Anyway.
What about something like a cow or a horse? You'd think it would be so big that it wouldn't even notice. Right? In some sense. So if the relationship's one way, it wouldn't matter because the cow would be oblivious to the entire ordeal. No? I'm getting blank looks of incomprehension from both of you. Have I just revealed that I've thought about this a bit too much?
I want to know about those websites she's looking at.
I don't find farm animals attractive. They're
me neither.
Smelly. They're like, they resent you because they know they're about to be sent to the slaughterhouse.
They don't wipe.
Turned into food, exactly. Oh. They're full of
neither do dogs, for that matter.
Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome, whatever
that's
it's called.
Right. And Jacob. And actually, new variant, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Envy, CJD, with the envy being in small letters.
Non-bovine?
New variant.
Oh, new variant. Mm.
But again, I realize this is just my I'm not being judgmental exactly. I think there's
a boundary that I think just has been crossed, right, for you personally. And that says nothing about our young listener, but it says something about you.
DJ 2000, do you have a dog?
No, I actually, I used to have a dog. I had a dog for about 13 years before I had him killed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, his body was riddled with cancer, so some mercy killing. But I had to shut him up about the sex we were having because threatened to.
As I was asking, there's ever any sexual tension.
Threatened to lose the inheritance. I did actually feel bad about him. No, I never had sex with my dog. Although I did feel bad for him because he spent most of the time at our house and with me
watching your
chasing
fun.
Bones and fetching things. I didn't really
that's
give him
what dogs are built for, right?
I didn't really give him an outlet for sex. But
was he fixed as Bob Barker would have it?
No, he was never fixed, which was kind of weird. So he was always probably pretty randy, I suppose. Oh no, he finally was fixed because he had. But no, he wasn't right. Fixed as a puppy. He was fixed as an adult because he had an infection turned serious.
So. Does a dog have all that equipment, and is it capable of chainying? If it's been fixed, and if it's not been fixed, how could you know the dog had never made it? Maybe Rusty is just, as you say, Randy.
Well, only guessing, playing the devil's advocate here. Well, she's 18, and the dog's 5 years old. So clearly she's been aware of the world around
her. The dog is 35 in dog years, right? I mean, she's also having an intergenerational romance, so she's busting through all the boundaries here.
She is. So I would imagine she'd know that he had never
five,
been fixed.
7, 35, that's right.
And if it's a house dog, she'd have a pretty high confidence level that it's never had sex either. Or maybe she's just guessing, because maybe she's just in denial. She wants to be the doggies first and doesn't want to know about all the other bitches that have come before.
That's right. If you take a dog for a walk and it's feeling like it, if it's so inclined, it'll jump up on any dog that goes by.
That's
boy,
true.
Girl, whatever. Cats, large squirrels. So, that dog. That dog could be a petri dish.
That dog is a hoe.
So what's your final verdict on that? No?
What's the question?
I thought we were non-judgmental. There could be no verdicts in a non-judgmental atmosphere.
Oh, you're right.
What is your own personal narrative?
Then why the Judge Judy intro?
I don't know. That was his.
This show needs to be more judgmental, actually. Well, I was going to ask you, LL, about your own first sexual experience.
What did you want to know about it?
Just, you know, I mean...
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
And, you're a very sophisticated woman, and, you know, very cosmopolitan, been all over the world, seen all kinds of people, and you've seen it all. But I imagine at one point you were an innocent, confused young woman like the rest of us. I imagine your first... I was hoping, for the sake of drama, that your first experience sort of broke your heart, and it's very confusing and complicated.
Well, it was confusing, if only because this person, I had decided that it was time for me to actually date someone. I mean, it was really a decision that I made. I thought, I wasn't
13?
Really, 16, and I wasn't terribly interested in dating anyone, but I felt like I should have a regular, like, I don't know, it just seemed like I should get a boyfriend. And I was interested in this guy, Ricky, and he sat next to this guy, Paul. And I would go by their science lab, and I would sort of wave. And for some reason, Paul was the one who picked up on the signals I was trying to send out.
Oh.
And Ricky was oblivious, and I ended up going out with Paul. And he was this monos...
You're pretty easygoing then, like any port in a storm.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Paul was a football player, and he was really popular, and it seemed like a good match. It seemed like a...
Were you a cheerleader?
I was.
Really?
It seemed like a...
really?
Yeah, woo.
Do that again?
Woo.
Interesting.
Well, you've recovered quite well for cheerleader.
Thank you. I was not in a sorority in college. But, and he... The point about him being monosyllabic is important because after our encounter...
what encounter was this?
The first sexual encounter. I can't recall exactly how long we've been dating.
Why are we talking about after, not before?
Yeah,
because,
I think you skipped some important... So.
Well, because that was the shocking part. He gave me this letter that I wish I had kept it that was talking
about
how beautiful it was, and it was using, you know, polysyllabic words. And I have to think that he copied that out of some manual or how-to or Playboy or something that said... after you have sex, write a nice letter like this for your girlfriend.
Well, that was a cute gesture. Oh. Much better than most you get in high school, right? Which is grunting in a clicking Beavis and Butthead back on TV.
Or,
right?
You know, if you tell my mom, I'll kill you. That's what I got. Sorry.
So your first sexual experience, are we talking any kind of sexual experience here? And that is anything beyond kissing with tongue, or are we talking actual sex?
I'm talking about actual sex.
And how long
God, I hope my parents aren't listening to the show. I've never really had sex, Mom and Dad.
So how long between your Bobby, Joey, Frankie, what was his name?
Paul.
Picking up and you guys going on a date and when the first time you didn't have sex?
quotation marks.
Finger wiggles.
The hand quotes. That's important.
We're talking a month, 6 months, a year?
Maybe 4 or 5 months.
Okay. So that's pretty average for late teen, right?
I've got to turn like the intensity knob of my scanning electron microscope all the way up here to 11 because Paul, your hunky football player lover,
mm-hmm.
you have sex with him. It's fabulous, and he writes you this great note, and you're this is bad.
Amused.
Like, why is this bad? It sounds fabulous to me. Like, what was bad about this fabulous? I understand that it was dissonant from his actual personality, but
did it have a different person's name
on it? He was trying.
Was it Xeroxed?
Did it mention how he wanted you to use the strap on him?
This is like so after school special. And Paul was actually, you know, obviously a sensitive young man trapped in the body, you know, of like
a doof.
No, he took steroids and was actually a big drunk. But I like that in a man at that point.
Who doesn't?
Took steroids and were his testicles shrunken from the steroids?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't really have any experience. I don't even have a brother, so I didn't know what non-shrunken testicles might look like. I bet you're right, though.
Could be.
They have bad acne, and did he fly into rages?
He flew into rages, but he didn't have acne.
Did he have a monobrow?
Was he a unibrow? No, I don't think so. You wouldn't have been popular in my high school with a unibrow. That's
you can shave.
Any physical deformity and out.
I was glad to, by the way, let me just parenthetically say, I'm glad to have someone on the show who, again, went to a real high school, not these, like, fantasy La-La Land high schools that we had. Where everyone's nurturing and half the population is gay and everyone loves each other. Like, real high schools where...
Oh, no, I hated everyone.
Where conformity is punished with physical pain.
With ostracism.
And ostracism. Being tied to the fender of somebody's pickup and being driven around town.
Well, yeah, but LLK was on the top of the social heap. She was not abused in high school. So
no, I was not.
We have to hate you a little bit.
Probably, right?
No, actually, I hung out with very different sets of people. I had this, like, sort of popular set that I hang out with, and then I like to do drugs with people who were the – they called them cruds in my high school.
The cruds. The cruds. So awesome. That's
We called them the jacket people because they all wore jean jackets with, like, hand-lettered Metallica on the back and ballpoint.
Yeah, those are the same people. And
these people took drugs or the hand-lettered
– in my high school, yeah.
They would draw their own Metallica design on the back of their...
People that take drugs don't have time to draw.
What do you do when you're 16 and stoned, right?
I don't know.
You can't go to work and write code.
Okay. So
you copy the Metallica cover.
So you hung out with the drug kids, the cruds, which actually like it's kind of a Star Trek word, like the futuristic gang of whatever.
Oh, that's a nice way to think about it. I thought it was... just stupid. And I also hang out with sort of the Dungeons and Dragons.
No, you
didn't. Yes, I did too. In fact, I took one of the king nerds from my
high
school.
Never hung out with Dungeons and Dragons people. I refuse
yes,
to believe
I did.
This.
Yes, I did. Okay, sorry. It's true. Mike Gangloff, Tim Stuhldreher. They were
Tim
the top.
Tim Stuhldreher?
That was
unfortunate
his
name.
Yeah, well,
he got
it was his.
A lot.
And he was short.
So who did you
and
take?
Slight.
You, the fabulous teenage cheerleader took who to the prom?
Sex Queen.
Mike Gangloff.
And he was a Dungeons and Dragons guy?
Yeah.
He must have been a
It was
Dungeons
a shocker. But at that point, I had started wearing, like, the thrift store clothes and doing the weird hair and, you know, I had really... Phew.
Were you kicked out of cheerleading?
You know what? I started listening... That was when I started listening to WRCT. It's absolutely true. I went out and bought a stereo just so – because if you drove to a certain point – I lived in Murraysville. You could pick up – which now their high school is just gone to hell. You could pick up WRCT on the radio. And I went out and bought a stereo so that I could get, you know, the punk music in my house.
That's so awesome.
Much to my parents' chagrin.
Well, you know, Brenda in Wexford
– send in an application for Modern Love. I just thought I'd throw that plug in there.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're referring to your column in the city paper, Modern Love, and you're trying to get people to send in applications.
Yes.
Because, now, I don't understand why you haven't set me up with anybody. You get pictures of hot gay men every week, and yet I'm at home toiling in my own.
Well, I thought you were in the longest relationship since the dawn of time relationship.
I'm going to come after you with an axe if you don't speak into the microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that not the case anymore?
He just wants to be set up. He doesn't want to actually carry through with
it. Well, that's a little bit of a problem.
I want to have repeated hot, commitment-free sex with all the members of the swim team. And yet still have...
Oh, we're back to the swim team? I thought you'd soured on them. I thought you'd Dakota fatwa on the swim team.
I'm a little bitter. Is it P-H-A-T? Fatwa?
Right.
That joke never gets old. But this show's about you. This is not about my pathetic needs.
They're not pathetic. See, they're shallow and hollow, but they're not
pathetic. Did you take Paul Rickenschmier, the D&D guy? What was his name?
Mike Gangloff.
To the prom is kind of a cruel trick. I mean, if this were Carrie, you know, Mike would have thought this was like his luckiest day in his whole life, and then you'd bring him to the prom, you'd all tease him, he'd feel terrible, you'd make fun of his like pot belly and like
his ponytail, and
his like copy of
you keep on calling him Mr. Elf Guy.
Go
talk
you know,
to the orcs, Mike.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if I had read Carrie not long before I made that decision.
Interesting. I mean,
but you didn't answer DJ 2000's question.
I didn't make fun of him.
Did you have sex afterwards?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting story. I probably would have.
Mm.
However, Mr. G was possessed of the largest penis I have ever, ever seen. I'm talking fold around while flaccid size.
The D&D guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fold around while flaccid. You're exact. You must be exact.
No.
I've never seen a penis that large.
No. Huge. And he couldn't.
You're pointing to the difference between from your forearm to your wrist. From the form to your finger?
Yeah.
No, you're confusing this for your own barnyard experiences.
There's no way.
Nope. Way. He, and consequently, it must have required great exertion for him to
get an erection?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. The blood supply alone.
He was unable.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
What an ironic, like, what an ironic gift from God.
Oh, that's so sad. I feel for him.
It is very tragic. And now I've said his name on the air 3 times.
Well, at least everybody knows he's enormous.
Well, which is like, which,
and well, in the in this day and age of Viagra.
Oh my God.
The man can probably pound nails with that thing.
So, how did you know this? You mean at some point you were there making on the car? He said, "Look, I'll roll this 12-sided die, and if it's a 3 or 4, then we have to have
make
sex."
Make a saving throw against penetration.
And you must have gotten naked at some point. I mean, normally, women don't see. I mean, I see men naked all the time, but that's because I use the locker room and so on. I mean, women,
I would say abuse. I'd say abuse.
Women don't ordinarily see men naked unless there's some kind of sex aspect to it.
Yeah, that's what probably would have led to something more than just.
It's after the prom. You're in the car. You're making out.
I don't think we weren't in a car. We weren't in a hotel room. I think we were outside. I remember we tried to go to Falling Water the next day. And it was very strange. Well, you know, you have your after prom picnics kind of thing.
Right.
And we were complete. I may have ruined his life entirely with drugs. And I'm not kidding. And.
Well, if you didn't ruin it with making fun of his flaccid penis, I'm sure you finished off the task with the drugs. So did you call him Mr. Floppy the next day?
No. I'm sure I never spoke of it again.
Did I miss some crucial detail? You were kind of naked, and he wasn't able to get an erection, and he said, "Oh, I've got this problem. Even though my penis is like longer than your arm, it has this correspond." I mean, did you talk about this? Did you feel bad?
No, it was high school. You didn't talk about it.
You were just embarrassed, and he
took another bong hit.
He was just embarrassed and tucked it back into his pants leg, and
yeah, that's I'm not kidding.
Tied it off around his ankle.
Well, so I don't know anything about the effects of marijuana except for what I've studied in textbooks. But, I mean, is it not the case that marijuana also impedes sexual performance?
Sure.
And so maybe he couldn't
alcohol
get...
Alcohol and marijuana both.
Mr. like 6 foot log couldn't get activated because of these other impediments.
Influences.
And he's probably got the world's happiest, you know, wife or lover right now.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, there's sure
I have experience with others. Yeah.
Involved there,
it's
right?
It's problematic.
If you've got one like a baby's arm, you're not going to find many women who are willing to put up with that, as it were.
In porn, there seems to be all kinds of women who can accommodate
in
that.
In the pornoverse.
Well, the problem is that I think anyone for that size, there needs to be sort of a constant action to keep it erect, and that can get really tiresome.
Interesting.
At least that's been my experience with someone else who was quite well endowed.
Wait. I mean, I've never... Wait, hang on here. What, you must be some sort of large penis attractor, because I've experienced a fair number of erect penises in my life, and they've been from average to ample, but I don't think I've ever been anybody huge. You've had 2 huge lovers, at least?
Yeah.
How do you... is there a way that women have to, like, sort of... Do you go for that kind of man? Do you check him out? Do you check the bulge before?
No. Well, you know how you can tell? This is the truth. It's not the size of the hands or the feet. It's the size of the nose.
No, I reject this theory.
I reject that theory as well.
You guys both have nice noses. There's no reason for you to reject that theory.
But you haven't seen our penises, so you have no idea of the correspondence.
Oh, you're just saying that. Come on.
Okay, I'll admit, you've seen both of our penises? What? But you have no idea. I know DJ 2000 over here constantly complains of the...
I'm on record as having a below-average penis. I'm sorry, it's true.
Although, we've never seen visual proof of this.
Well...
I'd require some kind of photographic evidence next to one of those archaeological rulers, you know, with the centimeters marked out in alternating black and white stripes.
I'm confused. So that prom date ended horribly for a reason that I don't quite understand. I mean, after all...
It didn't end horribly. I actually had a lot of fun. I had a good time.
And then
I'm not sure how good of a time he had.
And then Paul, the football player, you dumped unceremoniously after writing you a gorgeous, very sensitive letter.
No. Well, we went out for probably a year total, and I tried to dump him unceremoniously at one point. And then he got into a drunk driving accident, and he... pleaded for me to stay by his side, which I reluctantly did, so that then he could turn around and dump me. He came by art class and left me a note. Dear John note.
He left you a note in art class?
Yeah.
So what about Ricky? Did Paul and Ricky have some kind of thing going, or did you start going out with Ricky afterwards?
I did finally manage to weasel my way into Ricky's world.
And Ricky was big?
He couldn't have been small, because that I would remember. But he became a diver at West Point, and he had a beautiful, beautiful body.
You're powerfully arousing, DJ 2000.
I mean, Paul had a nice body. He was a football player, and he was taking steroids. No, that didn't hurt him at 16. Come on. And, you know, getting back to your thing about...
A bit an acne-scarred troll that it tends to do bad things, right? This is not an advocate. We're not advocating steroid use, of course.
Oh, no. I'm using that as part of my whole derogatory terminology around Paul.
Right. It will turn you into some freakish man-ape, so don't do it.
But as far as you wanting to have meaningless sex with countless
chiseled
applicants, the truth is that people who apply to the column tend to be people who really want to have a relationship, straight or gay. So
yeah,
it would be difficult to find someone that was just out there for the sex.
I've noticed that, at least in the couples that you do hook up, they almost always evaluate each other in these very relationship-o-centric terms.
Yes.
Sometimes a little bit coldly or calculatingly, one might say. Like, oh, I probably won't go out with her because I like boats and she doesn't. Like, these kind of vague reasons that seem to, okay, that might make a difference 10 years down the line, but certainly wouldn't make a difference in the next year.
Well, how about the one who met some guy and her, I said, well, so what was your first impression? And she said, well, he seemed nice enough, but he's not marriageable. And he'd be a great guy to marry, but he's not for me. I'm like, he's talking about going from 0 to 60 and back again in a heartbeat. That was her first impression.
However, sometimes women use that as a nice way to reject guys, right? Like, oh, you're more serious about this relationship than I am. I just want to have fun. You seem like the marrying kind.
No, she would like to be the marrying kind. His fatal flaw was he was shorter than she was.
Ah.
That's a big issue for my people.
Maybe the man insists on being taller.
And the woman also insists on the man being taller.
Well, so... That's really. I mean, so what? Is this really true? If you're like a short guy, are you just like, are women just categorically going to reject you? I mean, I know some.
No.
Sort of below average.
I have a friend who's shorter. I have two friends who are shorter than average and are dating. Actually, married to women who are taller than them.
You're talking about Tom Cruise, aren't you? Well, look where that got him.
That's true. Yeah, well, exactly. The fact that he's gay didn't help either. So.
Well, right.
Spun horribly out of control.
Sorry, what?
That whole Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman thing was just... I was there, just to say, it was a difficult time for both Tom and
I understand,
the people
I understand.
Who love him.
Wow, we're almost out of time. The show has flown by. I think it was the dog sex that really did it. You know how time flies in here.
I'm talking about dogs having sex, Yeah.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe this is an idea for your column. Maybe you should specifically ask during your
set up girls and dogs. You mean?
Well, no. Remaining within the human species, just be like, try to get people. Just like try to have a date where mention or think about, or you should try to match up people based on their sexual characteristics rather than their relationship characteristics.
But that's actually usually what it comes down to. When a person is not interested in being with someone else. A lot of that, you're right. It's a nice way of saying I wasn't sexually attracted to that person because I was trying to get people to talk about what it is that they find attractive about men. And you get the very across the board, well, there was no spark.
Well, that's a legitimate
complaint.
He didn't
light her fire or vice versa.
I mean, that's a legitimate problem. In the past, I've had relationships, actually one long-term one there, where there was just never any real chemistry going on. It just never failed to bubble and boil, and that's kind of what ended it, right? So I think that's I think spark, excitement, isn't just a euphemism for I want to be in her pants, because we had hot sex. But, there's something else that was missing there. But I digress. This show isn't about me.
What is this show about?
You. Big, bold, beautiful you.
Unfortunately, the show is about over. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. I don't know why we have to end on time when the sports line guys never end on time.
They didn't end on time.
They always five minutes over.
I was so happy for that when I was driving in. I mean, flying in.
Stay tuned for Andrew the Android and his...
Music-O-Matic?
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you. Okay, good night.